And focus continues here on a Thursday morning. Brandon Peoples speaking today with Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce guests. We've got Director of Membership Charla Meisenheimer and Director of Economic Development Darren Solden joining us here this morning. Darren's got some information, on business conditions, actually a business conditions report. Tell us more about this.
Yeah, so we're really excited. Within the next 2 weeks here, we're going to be releasing our Manhattan Business Conditions Report. So this is really the end result of a lot of work that was done over the course of 5 or 6 months last year. And definitely want to commend George Kant in our office for his efforts. He leads our business retention and expansion efforts and was able to get out and visit. And this was primarily done virtually, but honestly, sometimes that's a little bit more labor intensive, especially when you've got follow-up and you're doing data collection, but was able to visit with owners and leaders of 55 area businesses. So these were major employers and primary employers across Manhattan, and we had a number of them in Pottawatomie County and as well, and collected some quantifiable data from those visits. Obviously, we want to stay engaged with folks and find out what they've got going on, what concerns they have, figure out areas where we can provide assistance or where we can connect them with resources but then also collect some quantifiable data across a number of different categories. And so we put a very nice report together. We're going to be releasing that to our Economic Development Committee and our Advantage Manhattan investors here in the next couple of weeks. And then that's going to be something that's going to be available on our chamber website. And we'll be doing some additional outreach to our elected officials and others over the course of the next month. But I would just encourage folks to keep an eye out for that. And I think, again, it drives home some points. Some of the reasons why we prioritize things like talent recruitment. We were talking earlier about young professionals. Why we prioritize talent recruitment is because we have a lot of businesses that workforce needs and talent needs are a key issue, and something that for them to be better at what they do and have the opportunity to grow here in Manhattan, we need to help them find qualified candidates and recruit talent to their businesses. So that's just one of many areas that we're focused on. But again, look forward to that coming out here over the course of the next few weeks, and I'm sure we'll discuss some of those details in upcoming appearances here on Cayman. Another effort that we've got going right now, and I'll kind of wrap things up from the economic development side of things and hand it back over to Charla, but another issue that we're tackling right now on economic development that I think is really important for our community and our region's long-term future is developable sites and buildings. And so we've got a group that's taken a task force that's taken a very close look at both short and long-term strategic planning and efforts around us being able to more accurately and efficiently be able to get in the game when it comes to some economic development prospects. So we know that the leads that we see come across from Kansas Department of Commerce and from other sources, where you've got businesses looking to expand and they've identified Kansas or specific communities as potential for expansion. That's a very competitive process, as economic development is across the board. And so we need to be as competitive as possible in our region when it comes to competing for those opportunities and bringing jobs here, but also to be, this isn't just about business attraction. This is about opportunities for our local businesses to grow. And to do that, obviously there was planning and investment that was made back in the 90s on a number of different business parks, industrial parks in the region, both in Manhattan out by the airport, but Pottawatomie County at that time and prior was also making investment and doing planning. And now here we are 20 to 30 years later, and it really, the time is now for that next round of planning and understanding what the market is out there right now and how we can best be competitive. And so that effort is underway. I'm excited that we've got some leadership at the chamber that have really prioritized that. And I think it's gonna pay a lot of dividends down the road, again, both from a business attraction standpoint, but also to create opportunities for existing businesses in the Manhattan area to grow and make this a place where you know, both jobs and talent are something that we're making progress on, and ultimately we're creating economic vitality. So, as always, appreciate the opportunity to come on and talk economic development, and always happy to answer any folks' questions or discuss any of these topics further. So thanks, Brandon.
All right. Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think it's always exciting when you hear about that initiative here, that, you know, they are looking at potential build out of warehouse space, because that is obviously going to be a big need. I continue to go back to, you know, the airport area. That's a good area. But you got all that land in Pottawatomie County. I know that these regional partnerships are going to be so key going forward.
They are, and again, it's very competitive. You don't have to look far from here, just hour and a half away, to see communities that are making major investments in the future of their developable properties and other things. And so it's time for our region to, again, it takes some planning. This is not an overnight thing. And so we've engaged in that process and already last year, and are really ramping things up right now. And again, I think that's going to pay some dividends down the road, because there are opportunities out there. This part of the country has some real opportunities in some specific business sectors, and we need to be competitive and in the game when it comes to trying to bring those folks to our region.
Now, Charlotte, you have some information on an upcoming speaker series that you can share with us?
Yes. So our Women in Business program is presenting the speaker series. And it's not just for women in business, and it's open to everyone. And we're calling the Ripple Effect Spring Summer Series. So we'll have one speaker per month, and you will actually, it's a recorded speaker that you will get the link to, and at your leisure, you have the opportunity to listen to this speaker. You have 5 days. You'll get the link on Friday morning, and then you'll have until Tuesday at midnight to listen to the speaker. And then on Wednesday, the following Wednesday, we will have what we're calling a leader chat. And we're going to talk about that speaker and what they had to say, and how does that impact you? What did you feel about it? How did that, are there some lessons that you can take away and put into place in your workplace or you personally? How does that affect you? So our first speaker is Randy Zuckerberg. So obviously you may have heard of she calls him the other Zuckerberg, which is her brother. But she's going to talk a little bit about, she's actually was the person behind Facebook Live. So, and she talks about how that concept came about, what happened, the trials and the error with that, and a lot of great information on that. So again, it's on our Facebook page, it is on our Facebook page, but it's also on our webpage. If you go under Women in Business, you'll see all six of our speakers. This is a part of the LeaderCast program that we were affiliated with in November of last year. Women in Business held an event. It was, we're excited to be able to do it live at the movie theater. AMC did this for us. And so the Women in Business program felt like it was important to be able to share these speakers with the community. So they have put this together behind the scenes. So like I said, Randy is going to kick us off. In April, it's Monty St. John. That might be a name people recognize. She's a Paralympian, best-selling author. She has a great story to share with us as well. Well, our speaker in May is Radha Agrawal. She is someone I had not ever been introduced to before. So she's got a message that I think will resonate with a lot of individuals here in our area. Tiffany Dofu is who we'll be hearing from in June. She, many of you might have heard of her book, Dropping the Balls. She talks a lot about how many balls do you have in the air and why it's okay to drop them and what happens when you do that. Stephanie Matta is an editor-in-chief of the Fast Company, and she's in July. And then our keynote ending for the series is Abby Wambach. And so she is a women's soccer legend. She's a best-selling author, and she has an amazing message. So we're excited to be able to offer something new and different throughout the spring and summertime that everyone can be a part of. So we would encourage you to take a look at that. You can either buy a ticket for the entire series, or if there's a speaker in particular that you would like to learn more about, you can just buy a ticket for that particular speaker. So that's kind of a fun and different thing that we are introducing in 2021. Other thing that we have introduced in 21 is called Toolkit Thursday. And so what we found as we've gone through COVID is a lot of digital changes. We're using our digital opportunities like Microsoft, Zoom, the different formats that we were not necessarily always really familiar with at the beginning of 2020. So we wanted to be able to provide some opportunities for our business owners to learn more. So our next one is April the 8th, and it is on Microsoft SharePoint. So Networks Plus, which is a great member of ours, will actually be leading that discussion. They did one for us just this past week on Microsoft Teams. It was very well attended and very informative, and I learned a lot. So I don't know about you all, but I know we're all using different tools that we just haven't ever had before. So we're trying to get a better handle on how we can use those effectively in our places of business. So we're working with that. And then I will give a big shout out to our Military Relations Committee. They're hosting their next luncheon on April the 7th. And Janet's speaker is the Governor's Military Council, Perry Wiggins. So that will be a great luncheon to attend, and you can just reach janet@manhattan.org if you're interested in attending that luncheon or achieving any more information on what the MRC does or and how you can be a part of that as well. So those are some great things that we have coming up.
All right. Well, it's so much better than it was a year ago where we're just canceling everything left and right. Now we actually have things hopping again, and it's so much, it makes it so much more fun to cover things like this. Events obviously coming back, that's a big thing. The ribbon cuttings, and we might mention that one of those ribbon cuttings, I don't know if we mentioned it earlier, but the Douglas Center, they're having a ribbon cutting next Thursday. Is that
March the 25th? And it's, I believe it's at 3:30. I could be wrong. I shouldn't have said that out loud. I would think it's at 3:30.
We got some information, I know, coming out, I think, later today on that from the city. So
Perfect.
We'll get that for sure ironed out. And he's going to actually, Dave Baker's going to be one of our guests tomorrow to talk about that. So, all right.
What a phenomenal facility.
Yes, it is. It looks very nice. I agree. Well, we're out of time. Thank you so much to both of our guests, Charlotte Meisenheimer from the Chamber and Darren Solden. Thank you. And we'll talk again real soon.
Thank you.
Always a pleasure. Thanks.
You bet. And that's going to wrap up our show here for today, Stephen. Coming up tomorrow, busy show. As mentioned, Dave Baker, he'll be on the final segment. We also have Greg McClure from K-State Research and Extension joining us, Deb Watkins from the Animal Shelter, and we'll also talk to Liz Nelson at the Senior Center.